Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you'll hear things that you've never seen on HGTV, because we promise you real estate is nothing like you ever expected, because we didn't expect it when we all got licensed, frankly. And today, I'm excited to introduce y'all to one of my wonderful friends in Wisconsin, the one and only Pat Tasker. Pat, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell the people a little bit about what area you service, how long you've been in real estate, what angle of real estate you cover, those little tiny factoids.
Sure. I'm in the Milwaukee metro area, so we're a great place on a great lake, Lake Michigan. We have a beautiful lakefront. I was born and raised here, and I've been selling real estate here for 28 years.
Seriously, 28 years? I did not know you've been in that long. That's crazy.
Yes, yes.
All right. So as we talk about your story, and honestly, listeners, you should know that Pat has two, so we're going to go into one, and if there's enough time within our time frame, we might tell you the second one. We haven't decided yet, so we'll see. The only two ground rules for the podcast, Pat, pretty simple. You can use salty language if you choose, but not F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesday, because I'm allergic to those three words. And if there are guilty people involved or clients who don't know that you're talking about them, let's don't use their real names. Use a fake name, and then they can be excited later on to hear their story been promoted nationally on this exciting podcast.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, so with that being said, do tell what kind of crazy you've run into.
Well, this was my most crazy home inspection ever. So I had a young buyer, and it was a couple. They were buying their first home, and they were buying a Cape Cod, which is like a 1.5 story. So they sometimes have a small attic area, like in front of the house, you'd see a peek over the front door, and that's like an attic. The whole upper floor was hardwood floors, but only to a point in this attic, and then it was like rafters. So there's a lot of discussion, should agents attend the inspection, not attend the inspection, and I have always attended the inspection when at all possible, or send someone, because of two things. One, I want to know, sometimes I learn things even after all these years, but I like to hear what the home inspector says if there is a problem discovered, because as soon as the home inspector starts talking about a problem, the buyer's mind starts reeling out of control and getting really excited about how big of a problem it could be, and maybe it's not really that big. So since I'll have to negotiate through this issue later on and write up an amendment explaining it, I'd rather hear it from the inspector than just read a report that someone gave to me later if I hadn't attended. So that's my two cents on attending an inspection. But I don't get involved. I sit there and just observe and listen. So I am at this inspection, and Mr. Buyer is following the inspector around, and then Mrs. Buyer is upstairs. She'd brought her camera along. Her, you know, it was the time of those big digital cameras. She's walking around, and I'm just sitting at the dining room table. I was in a mentor group at the time of about six agents. Most of them were suburban. I was in the city, and I was in the city at this time on the inspection, and I'm talking to one of the agents in my group, and just oddly, the listing agent of the house was another agent in my group. So I'm sitting there, and I thought, as I'm talking to this colleague on the phone, I thought I saw something in the living room, almost like when you see dust floating in the sun in a room, you know, on a nice day. And then I looked, and I didn't see it. And so then I continued the conversation, and then I thought I heard something like an egg cracking. And I looked, and I did see now some stuff floating down in the living room, like little particles. And all of a sudden, the ceiling like crackled, and like an egg hatching, the ceiling cracked open. And then I said, oh my God. And I looked and the ceiling cracked further and a foot came through and then two legs came through only up to the knees. And my buyer was hanging from the upper level into the living room with her legs from the knees down hanging through. And then all of a sudden, bam, she fell down to the floor of the living room. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go. So my colleague on the phone thought I was being hijacked or carjacked or something. And I hung up and the buyer had fallen. She had just missed a stone mantle by like about a foot. She fell to the ground. She was so embarrassed. She felt so bad. Luckily, she just had maybe a sprained ankle or something. So now I had to call the listing agent, another colleague, and tell her what happened. I had to work through this now, and the buyer ended up buying the house. That's what everyone always asked me. Did they buy the house? I'm like, well, yeah, it wasn't the seller's fault. It was not a faulty house. The buyer had walked in the attic area, walked off of the hardwood floors and hit the rafter area and come through the floor. So the seller lived for like a month with a hole in her ceiling. They went to closing, and once the buyer bought the house, they fixed the ceiling and everyone lived happily ever after.
I probably shouldn't have watched Jurassic Park with my son this weekend prior to hearing you tell the story, because all I can think of is the dinosaur eggs hatching when you're talking about the ceiling opening up and a person coming in.
It was just like that. Yeah, it was just like that. It was, I mean, people just don't believe this when I tell them this story. It's like, seriously?
And you know, what kind of a good person were you working with that she was embarrassed about this instead of being concerned about the integrity of the house? She was more concerned about it being somebody else's still.
Mm-hmm. She felt really bad. She felt really bad. But they all went to closing and it had a happy ending.
But you know, that's an interesting thing to think about. We have so many times in a transaction that the buyers forget that the house still belongs to the sellers, and they act possessive and they get a little aggressive about things that just happen because they think it's theirs, when in reality it's still the seller's house. And like you said, the seller had to live with the hole and just assume that it was going to get to closing, but your buyer was good-hearted about the fact that she created this.
It was
accidentally
her, yeah, it was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was certainly an interesting inspection.
Well, how did the seller and listing agent respond when y'all brought them a list of repair requests? Were they reasonable, or did they take this and work against you on that?
The buyer didn't even address it. The buyer took full responsibility and said, I'll fix it. They fixed it after the closing. The seller didn't insist on it being done right away. Luckily, she wasn't having any big parties or anything. She didn't care. She just let the buyer handle the repair once the buyer bought the house a month later.
Man, wouldn't it be a nice world if everybody knew how to take personal mm-hmm. responsibility for stuff
right,
and just deal
right.
with it?
That's for sure.
Oh, the house delivered a baby. There's so many visuals I have from you telling that story. Hey, what did your home inspector write up on that? Did he write up there was now a hole in the ceiling? Or did he let it go?
No, they all came running to the living room. None of them could believe what happened. And I was like, you know, do you want me to call an ambulance? Are you sure you're okay? And she's so minimized the whole thing. She's like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. She was just really embarrassed and felt so bad that it had happened.
And I guess that's another reason not to wear your good clothes to your home inspection. You should totally wear reasonable shoes and pants in case you fall through the ceiling.
That's true. She was wearing pants. That was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So I guess if you're selling a house to a Pentecostal and it's a woman, she's going to have to suck it up and put some pants on because it's not safe in a skirt.
Or just be careful where you walk. You know, she was so busy taking the picture, she wasn't looking. That was her problem.
So what was she taking pictures of? What the inspector was finding, or just general?
No, every part of the house. She was in the attic area and he was in a different part of the house. But she was taking, I find that's common where even though there's so many pictures online, the buyer wants to take their own photos with their own camera. And so that's what she was doing, taking pictures.
But she wasn't paying attention, so.
Right.
Next time she mm-hmm. will. Well, actually, that's probably mm-hmm. got a very, very, very sturdy floor and ceiling set up now. She probably had it repaired really well.
Probably.
So you mentioned that you try to go to your home inspections and you sit there for a couple of hours watching. So Do you find that that's a benefit to your buyers, or do you find yourself being careful because of the liability that hangs over every realtor all the time?
Well, that's the big discussion in our offices is should you or shouldn't you attend? And there is a difference of opinion. So I just had a home inspector tell me that a lot of agents do get involved and they get combative with them. Like, are you sure that's what, well, wouldn't this be the case? Or are you sure, did you look at this? And we're not supposed to do that because now you are getting in the middle of it. And really the home inspector should do his job, deliver the information to the buyer, and then you deal with the information on an amendment if that's what the buyer's going to ask for a repair. But you shouldn't be arguing with the home inspector or, you know, floating other alternative possibilities on a problem because now you're maybe directing the transaction in a different way. And so if you can't keep your mouth shut, I suppose you should not go to home inspections.
Which we all know, realtors do have a very hard time with the whole sit there and be quiet thing. They don't like silence in general because realtors are people, and they don't want to be seen as being not knowledgeable, so they often get themselves in trouble by making assumptions or saying things that are outside their scope of expertise.
But we always have so much paperwork we can do. So there, you know, whether it's writing notes or it's doing files, you have a lot you could bring to that inspection to work on.
Oh, very true. So you mean realtors could actually prospect while they're in the middle of another transaction? What? So, if anybody's looking for a professional realtor in the Milwaukee area who not only is able to find a way to occupy herself during inspection time without stepping outside her boundaries, and is also able to make you not sound like a complete moron when you fall through the ceiling in the house you're trying to buy, Pat, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at my cell phone, 414-588-4907, or online, pattasker.shorewest.com.
So if you are listening to this story while you're on your way to a home inspection, hey, or you're out doing your running and walking for the day and you aren't near a pen and paper, never fear, because all of Pat's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode, so you can reach out to her for anything you might need in the Milwaukee area, because honestly, you probably couldn't find a better professional realtor anywhere in the country, and there she is in Milwaukee. Pat, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for all that you do in the industry and your work to help promote better education for realtors. I really appreciate all that you do through the CRS network.
Thank you. Thanks for your work too.
And if you're listening to this and you've got your own crazy story to tell, whether it's good, bad, ugly, evil, indifferent, shoot me a message. I love featuring realtors, brokers, investors, inspectors, lenders, and even consumers here on Crazy Shit in Real Estate. So subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit CrazyShitInRealEstate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.